You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Many disabled children and adults experience significant barriers to play and play spaces. But Tourette's Hero have launched Rebel Play, a multi-year project which will collect and share the positive play experiences of disabled children and adults to put on inclusive play events and make play spaces more accessible. We're joined by Jess Tom, co-founder and co-artistic director of Tourette's Hero, to learn more. Hi Jess, thanks so much for joining us. So can you give us some background into Tourette's Hero?
Biscuit, yeah. So I founded Tourette's Hero in 2010 with my colleague, Matthew Pountney, Biscuit. And it was a creative response, Biscuit, to my experiences, Biscuit, living with Tourette's syndrome, which is a condition that I have. Tourette's means I make movements and noises I can't control called tics, Biscuit. You'll be able to hear some of them during this interview, including the word biscuit and hedgehog. And you can probably hear a regular motor tic of mine where I bang my chest. Matthew and I were friends and colleagues, and we met working on inclusive adventure playgrounds as play workers. And I think he was really supportive as my tics changed and intensified, and as I came across increasing barriers related to them. And initially, I found it really difficult to manage that change and to adjust. But creativity, humour and shared laughter became really powerful tools for me as I navigated that time. And Matthew said something to me which really transformed how I thought about Tourette's, and he described it as a language generating machine, and told me that not doing something creative with it would be wasteful. And that was the start of Tourette's Hero as an organisation and as a sort of superhero identity. And we created an arts organisation together and followed that idea and made artwork, held big, playful, creative events, and really celebrate and centre disability culture in its sort of broadest possible ways, and to share that so that hopefully people can think differently about their own experiences, can identify and remove disabling barriers in the world, and hopefully we can do that in ways that are creative, playful, funny, interesting, subversive. Biscuit.
What sparked the idea for Rebel Play? Why did you want to gather these positive experiences?
I've worked all my adult life really in play and in playgrounds, and there's particularly on adventure playgrounds, Biscuit, which is a movement of sort of non-precious play spaces that where children started playing on old bomb sites, particularly in London after the Second World War. And then this movement of like really adventurous play spaces started and grew, supported by adults. I worked on lots of inclusive adventure playgrounds, so thinking about what those spaces had to offer disabled and non-disabled children and young people. So play is something that I've seen the value of, I've experienced the value of, it's informed who I am as a person, Biscuit, and how we make art at Tourette's Hero. And pretty much everyone at Tourette's Hero, Biscuit, has a background in play and play work. There have been several moments where I've had to change how I played or how I worked. And one of those moments was when my tics started affecting my mobility and I became a wheelchair user, Biscuit. That started having a big impact on how I played and how I moved around playgrounds. And so that was a really important learning about retraining myself in how I played and how I engaged with children and young people in interesting and creative ways. And then that happened again when I started experiencing more pain and energy related barriers. And my niece and nephew, who are 6 and 2, were also a really interesting transition for me in terms of thinking again about how I played and why play was important. And we spend lots of time together, and I had to think about ways to play that were accessible to me as a wheelchair user, someone who hasn't got great control over their body, who stands out in particular ways and encounters sort of physical and attitudinal barriers. So there were all of these barriers to play, and me and my niece started thinking about ways that we could play together and putting together sort of resources that we would take to playgrounds to try and make them more interesting for us both. And I think that was probably the start of Rebel Play, when there was this moment where we were looking together for accessible places to play in London, in Southwark, and our council website listed like sort of all the places that had accessible play equipment, Biscuit, and there were like only, but you know, there was only a handful, something like 5, and that was each playground just had one piece of accessible play equipment, and it was mainly they had accessible roundabouts but neither me or her are that into roundabouts, and one roundabout does not make a playground. And I think that was the start of rebel play. And it was, we started thinking, how can we address these barriers? We know there are loads of barriers to play. Disabled people have been parents of disabled children, and disabled parents and carers have been talking for ages about playgrounds. And I started, rather than seeing fixed playgrounds in my local community as positive places or community spaces, I started seeing them as monuments to exclusion, and thinking particularly about what disabled children were learning from those spaces. And I think one of the things that those spaces say to disabled children is it's one of the first places that where you can expect to have a less good experience than your non-disabled peers. And we were really interested in challenging that. But it was also frustrating because I've worked in play for so long that I sort of know that we know how to make playgrounds accessible. It's not that that knowledge is missing. It's just not happening, and it's not being seen as important. And it's certainly not being done in a way that is very imaginative or ambitious or bold. What I also know about play, and what my experiences with my niece and nephew taught me, is that disabled people are playing and are finding ways to play. And we're pretty sure that play finds a way, even in really hostile environments. And so at Tourette's Zero, rather than with rebel play, just thinking about the barriers, what we're really interested in doing is understanding how disabled people are playing now. What are disabled people doing? What are our positive play memories? We want to talk to disabled children and adults about a really positive play memory, a time when they played fully and completely and joyfully. We want to capture that. We're going to have a sort of archive of how we play, of these positive play memories. And then we're going to commission disabled artists to make new activities and experiences in response. And those will be shared across a series of inclusive, free, playful events. So it's a multi-stage project that starts with the experiences and the positive play memories of disabled children and adults, shares that with disabled artists, invites them to use that as a springboard for their creativity and ideas and ambitions. And then we will come together to share in those experiences and enjoy those experiences together. And hopefully we can then learn about how disabled people are playing, what those positive play experiences have in common, a biscuit, and advocate for that and use that knowledge, give that knowledge back to our communities of disabled, neurodivergent, and chronically ill people, but also use that knowledge to help people who are designing play environments to do so in a way that considers our requirements better and that is more imaginative, ambitious, and based on knowledge rather than based on a sort of weird tokenistic sense of duty, which is what one fairly lackluster roundabout says to me.
It's really exciting to think about all of the really creative and
Yeah.
fun and interesting ways people will have found to make play work for them, and you
Exactly.
being able to share that with so many people. It's making me smile just thinking about it, all of the wonderful stories you'll hear.
Yeah, I really hope so. And I think I'm really excited for having those conversations and for seeing where it takes us. And we're right at the very start of that sort of journey with Rebel Play. And it's really lovely to feel like we can go and have that adventure together over the next couple of years and see where it takes us. We're really interested in talking to children and adults. Biscuit, and your play experience could have happened 5 minutes ago or 50 years ago. We're really interested in if there are things that positive play memories have in common. They're conversations that I'm desperate to have because I think that play is such a fundamental part of who we are, who we feel we can become. And it's such a big part of my life and work and things that I value. Like, children have loads to teach us in terms of how they play. I'm often really interested in how kids make space for play and play in the in-between spaces. And this idea of play finding a way. And I think I have no idea really what we'll find, but I definitely have a lot of confidence in the creativity and imagination of disabled people. So I'm pretty sure we're going to find some interesting things.
Who do you want to hear from, and why do you want to hear from blind and partially sighted people?
We're really interested in hearing from parent and carers because I think disabled parent and carers are really poorly served by lots of the current infrastructure, or anyone that has been a disabled child. We're really interested to hearing from disabled children with a range of impairments, and we're particularly keen to hear from people with multiple impairments, people with different types of circumstances, people who might have grown up in cities, people who might have grown up in towns. or in rural areas. It's like we're really interested to hear from a really wide range of different and intersecting experiences. We want you to bring the sort of whole of yourself to these conversations and share with us a positive play memory. You know, I have a very acute understanding of some of the barriers, particularly around the sort of physical barriers to play space as a wheelchair user, or the attitudinal barriers, risk it, that I might encounter in play spaces because of assumptions about my tics and about people feeling frightened of that. But it would be really great to have understandings of sort of sensory barriers and also sensory experiences and the different types of play that might appeal to different impairment groups. So yeah, we're really, really interested in hearing from a very wide range of people, and we've had a really great response already. And if you're interested in being interviewed as part of Rebel Play, you can get in touch and reach out. There's an online form on our website and a post about Rebel Play that explains more. The closing date for people to express interest is Friday, the 26th of April. There will be a selection process, but only to make sure that we have a really wide range of experiences, impairments, ages, perspectives. We're also really open to what interview might mean, and that doesn't have to mean verbally speaking. We're really interested in making sure that the breadth of our communities are able to share their experiences. And so we can do that in different ways, and we're really ready to sort of work it so that it's accessible to different groups. If you're a non-disabled parent with a disabled child, we're really interested in you supporting your disabled child to contribute and understand that that will need to be supported in different ways. We are centering the lived experience of disabled people within this project, and it is being everybody who will be working on the project and who will be conducting the interviews will be disabled people. So it's a very much a project that is disabled led and centering disabled people in a and our experiences in a really unapologetic, glorious way. So Tourette's Hero, Tourette'sHero.com is our web address, and Tourette's Hero is all one word. And you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter with Tourette's Hero. And if you search for Tourette's Hero Rebel Play, hopefully it will pull up the blog post and you can find the link. But yeah, if people want to get in touch, info@tourettshero.com is also an email that you can use, particularly if any of the if you're having difficulty finding information in an accessible format, please do drop us an email and we will make sure we can get you signed up.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Jess Tom from Tourette's Hero, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.